Hey, if you love Roll For It, watch the cast live every week on Twitch as we continue the story. That's twitch.tv/rollforitpod.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome, everybody, to Unityville Part 4. We are in danger.
Yeah.
Thank you all so much for listening to this bonus series of Roll For It featuring the cast of Season 3.
Roll For It.
This is sort of a Halloween special, so we're on a creepy ghost ship, and I will tell you all about that in the recap.
All right, let's get back into it.
When we last met.
Y'all got bit by vampires.
Parts 1 through 3. There was a party aboard both of Mo and Kanar's ships, but things went kind of wrong when they awoke to see this spooky ship in the distance. Kanar sent Unit out to investigate. Unit was captured, and the gang boarded the ghost ship to try and save Unit, a giant ship made of skulls with giant tentacles sprouting out of the sides of it. Yue ended up below deck after tunneling through some weird tentacle holes of the ship. Mo dropped anchor, stopping the ghost ship in its tracks, but she was captured by giant tentacles. And Kanar made it to the top deck to find out he was alone. He investigated the captain's quarters and met Unit, apparently the new captain of the ship, who is sending weird creatures after his friends. Now the three of you are still separated and starting to encounter the mysterious creatures aboard this ship, the Maw of the World. One of these creatures was a strange clockwork dummy, which Yue encountered below deck on the Maw, and just recently brought a flaming sphere into contact with multiple barrels of gunpowder, causing an explosion to rock the ship. Mo, you awake to a loud explosion below deck. You are hanging upside down 200 feet above the main deck, and 60 feet above the crow's nest, which, like most of the ship, is made of large skulls. Tightly wrapped tentacle bits attach you to the center mast, beside what you could have sworn were tattered sails, although now the sails look brand new.
So the ship is fixing itself.
Probably fueling off us when we black out.
Something covers your mouth, so your gasp cannot be heard when a slimy mass pushes through an eye hole in one of the skulls of the crow's nest below you, like meat being pressed through a sausage maker.
What? Oh my God, what is happening?
In a matter of seconds, the goop takes a humanoid shape.
How am I tied?
Hands at your side, straight.
Oh, perfect.
Straight back.
Dumb yep. Ship. So I have my hands next to my cargo pants ship. Pocket, mm-hmm. Which has everything in the world in it, and I take out
They're
my dagger.
Bags of holding.
Yeah, and cut through the ropes.
And they're not ropes, they're little tentacle bits.
20, not natural.
You slice through enough to free an arm, and you drop 5 feet closer to the ground. You hear a sick crunch from below as the slimy creature continues to generate, its bones snapping into place. Clumps of wet fur emerge. He bears long, sharp teeth as he growls at you. If you squint at him, he appears like a disgusting imitation of a tabaxi.
Did I roll tabaxi? Because I think I rolled that last season.
I don't know.
I'm going to throw one of my manticore javelins at it that Kanar made me.
To reach the javelins, you'd have to get rid of some of the other tentacles tied around you.
Yeah, I'm putting off taking the tape off my mouth because I'm a freaking tabaxi, and I'm going to look real dumb when I have, like, no fur around my mouth, and they're all going to make fun of me. So for now, I'm going to just keep cutting at these things. And I got a 17.
Your claws rip through one of the bigger restraints, and you are in free fall.
I grab the tentacle I just sliced through with one arm and hang by it.
Now that you're several feet closer to the creature beneath you,
you realize it's not a tabaxi. You recognize its wider stature and muscular build. It is a were-tiger.
What?
At least a meat-filled recreation of a were-tiger.
It's a zombie were-tiger?
He's kind of hot. Why do they always have like six packs?
Where creatures have six packs. That's the human element. They're like, just give it a six pack.
Yeah.
This were-tiger looks up menacingly and begins to climb the mast towards you.
I jump down to the deck.
200 feet?
I mean, I'm a cat, right? I always land on my feet.
Fall 200 feet onto them.
To be fair, I've seen a video where a house cat has leapt from a high place and survived.
Yeah. Do you want to try that?
I'm going to jump onto the sail next to me.
Yes.
And I got my claws so I can stick them in the sail and let it break most of my fall.
So your goal is to go all the way down the sail and just drop the rest of the way to the deck.
Yes.
There it comes. Here it comes.
Here what comes.
Just whatever you're going to do, because you're a bad, mean man.
I'm not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got a 14, and I dash fall.
Okay. You're going to fall faster with dashiness.
Hell yeah.
You leap from the mast to the sails. You slide past this were-tiger, and then you drop, and you land on all fours.
Yeah.
And it's going to hurt a little bit.
No.
Why would it ever hurt?
You're dash falling. It's very far.
I'm a cat.
Yeah, she's fine.
Do you have a tabaxi ability to prevent fall damage?
Is being a cat not enough?
It's not much damage. A total of 20 bludgeoning damage.
Whoa.
Yeah, not much.
But you are going to land on your feet.
Fine. But I'm not happy about it.
That's going to be the end of your turn. And the were-tiger is going to do the exact same thing as you. It's a good idea.
Were-tiger is not creative.
Let's see who does it better.
It doesn't even work anymore. I've cut up the sail.
Yeah.
That's a good point. I'll give him this advantage.
Disadvantage. I like it.
He leaps onto the sail but loses his grip, tumbling towards the ground and hitting a wooden spreader just in time to break his fall. He lands with more damage than you. 29 bludgeoning damage.
What a creative way to, like, hurt somebody without actually, like, hurting them.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I love rogues.
Such a cool rogue skill.
This guy crunches into the deck, and then he gets back to his stance.
I still have tape over my mouth.
It's not a tape. It's a tentacle.
Oh.
Wrap around your head.
So it's fish.
Well, snacky snack.
Maybe.
I'm hungry. I'm going to take a bite out of the tentacle.
All right. You get a chunk of tentacle and the rest of it flops off of your back.
And then I want to try and roll to get behind him, jump onto his back, and try and choke him out with the rest of this tentacle.
Nice. That's cool. Hopefully he won't eat it.
18. Oy. 10. That's my whole damage?
10 is your whole damage, but you are now grappling this guy. You're on his back.
Okay.
Sound good?
You may proceed.
We may proceed? Okay.
So you are holding this tentacle in front of him. He grabs it, causing your face to slam into the back of his head, reverse headbutt style.
Ow.
Releasing himself from this grapple. That's going to be 7 bludgeoning damage. And as he turns, he's going to make a claw attack on you. 13 to hit. I think you'll dodge out of the way, right?
Yeah. Nice. Evade.
Now you guys are standing 5 feet away from each other.
Fine. I'm just going to try and stick my rapier in his weird little eyeball.
You draw out your red lightsaber blade, radiant weapon, and you make your attack.
Yeah, I forgot. UA has made my rapier magic.
Easy hit. Roll your damage for that.
10 damage.
No, that's good.
No, it's not as good as you. I kind of want to make perception and see if I can figure out where the smell of smoke and flames is coming from.
Sure.
I got a 23.
There's smoke coming up from the hatch in the center of the main deck, and you are only about 5 feet from that. Along with that, you also know the explosion is towards the aft of the ship based on the fact that the ship is tilting that direction. Mm-hmm. You also hear the sound of combat from the captain's cabin, where you can see Kanar in the midst of combat.
I'm going to dash towards Kanar, because I don't think I can lift that great to get to Lexi. Strength is definitely my dump stat.
When you dash, do you go on all fours, or do you just like...
That's kind of a rude question, actually. But yes, typically it's an all fours situation.
Kanar, you see Mo come up from behind the displacer beast. The large black panther-like creature with spiked tentacles coming out of its back from last episode. You're in combat with this creature in a small hallway, and on the other end of that hallway, Mo barges in the door.
Kanar!
Well, so much for a hail of thorns.
What is with all of these scary cats?
Mo, you are in a dangerous range.
Is this one meat too?
Very much so. Watch out for its tails.
If you recall from last episode, this displacer beast has a magic ability that makes it impossible to lock down where it's actually standing.
And as you look, Mo, you see that it's glitching back and forth between two spots.
Great.
I take aim again, and I want to thunk this thing in the middle of its head.
Make your attack roll with disadvantage.
What?
Yeah, that's its displacer ability when it's working.
It sure is. It sure is. 19 to hit.
19 to hit will hit.
You thought I was going to miss.
As soon as your arrow sticks him.
Oh, it stops.
Yeah, the glitch stops.
Great. And I'm drawing my arrow back again, going for another thunking.
No disadvantage this time.
Oh.
Is he bloodied yet? Kanara's been going hard.
He is definitely bloodied. This displacer beast has arrows and cuts and scrapes from all the hail of thorns.
I kind of feel bad for him. This could be like a third cousin or something.
Kanara, any movement or anything?
Movement?
Where's he going to go?
A rock and a hard place.
In the hallway.
I don't even want to know why there's a closet of dead animals here.
Mm-hmm.
But what if you try and feed him one? Is he hungry?
You are always a fan of becoming friends with our enemies. I don't think. Also, Unit is trying to kill us.
You saw Unit?
Nope. Unit's the ship.
Unit's the ship.
Trying to kill us. Uh-oh.
Oh,
oh
no.
Do you hear that ominous noise?
Good luck.
As you guys are shouting over the head of this displacer beast, its two tentacles lash out in different directions. One of them goes for Kanar and is going to hit Kanar for a total of 11 damage. Part of it piercing, part of it bludgeoning.
Why? Why is it hit? What do you mean it hits?
Oh, I rolled a 26 to hit.
Okay.
Fine.
Yeah, that sounds like it hits.
The other one, I rolled a 10. So, Mo, you are able to leap over a tentacle that comes down at your feet. Then, Were-Tiger is going to rush in behind you, Mo.
Oh, Kanar, I forgot to tell you, I have a scary dead cat, too.
Jesus, Mo!
Sorry.
Why did you take care of him before you came in?
I saw you. I missed you. I don't know.
I was wondering where that thing went.
Mo, you duck out of the way of one claw, but another claw is going to come in from beneath, like an uppercut, right into your rib cage with great force, as it was a crit.
Me?
Yes.
Oh.
Dealing you 14 slashing damage.
Oh.
Have you seen Yue? Because I could use some healing.
He can heal you.
You can heal?
Yeah.
Kanara, there's so much I didn't know about you. Can you heal me right now?
Feels good to be needed.
I'm disengaging. I'm gonna latch onto, I'm assuming it's wood wall? Something that I can dig my claws into?
The wall is like a stucco, except it's softer. And it's deep red, grayish, brownish color.
Too much information. I'm already on the wall. I'm already in. I'm using my climbing speed to get to where Kanar is.
Get out of the way.
And I'm going to get down on one knee and I'm going to say, Kanar, I know we're fighting right now, but I could really use some healing and I'm not magic.
There are. Listen, I know.
I'm asking for a favor, buddy.
I know. Really pressing matters. One in front, one behind, and now there's you. That's three.
Mo is going to go behind him and lie down like really dramatically on the floor and start moaning. Why won't you help me?
Oh my god. Why did you come in here? Why did you come in here? Look how tiny this space is. What
supposed
strategy?
To be my friend.
And I'm using a regular arrow attack to the displacer beast. 31 to hit.
Wow.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Total of 13 damage.
Your final arrow strikes true right between the eyes, and it falls, slumped over to the right, leaving this big silhouette of the were-tiger in its wake.
And you're next, buddy.
All right, in the meantime.
Oh, I forgot I was blind.
Post-explosion, Yue.
I'm fine.
So, Yue, you
have some wood sticking out of me.
You've been sleeping. You wake up. It's pitch dark around you. Your ears are muffled and you are underwater. There are floating bits of wood and little clockwork submarines swimming around you. You orient yourself and realize that this entire hold is nearly full of water.
Oh, shit.
But there's
shit.
Still some air above you near the ceiling.
Oh! Okay, wait, so I'm not completely underwater.
Oh, also, you took a bunch of damage.
I did, I know. I was waiting to hear that.
So the fire damage you would have resisted, thanks to your tieflingness.
It's been hot already.
So you took 10 fire damage. That's already halved. And you took 29 bludgeoning damage, just from the impact of the explosion and the walls that you crashed into.
That's kind of a lot.
It was a good amount.
Yeah.
But I'm doing fine. I'm great. Can I do a perception check to see if I can see that little shit?
Yeah. See what you see.
Plus my modifier, I got like a 10.
All you can tell for sure is that the ship must be tilted because the water is a little bit more shallow on the other end towards where the two hallways are than it is here where you are, and it's about to reach the ceiling where you are now.
Oh, well, I'll make my way to the not completely flooded.
Okay, you swim towards the two hallways. Which one do you go down, right or left?
Right, I think.
You head right. You come to a door which is about half submerged in the water. The heavy reinforced door is locked and won't seem to budge.
I can pick a lock.
Okay.
I got a 3.
Ah. As you pull out your kit, you drop it. It splashes into the water.
Oh, good. Goody.
And you also hear in this little hallway.
I'm so excited.
And you see the 4-foot-tall dummy has pulled his way out of the water and is hanging from the rafters above.
Oh my god, you can swim.
He lifts up one of his arms that's been blown off.
Oh, so you're like a little demon.
And then he attaches that arm into his shoulder socket, cranks it, grabs out a screwdriver.
I'm just like watching him like fix himself and not do anything about it. I love it.
What do you want to do?
I'm going to use one of my manticore bolts to shoot an acid arrow because acid kills everything.
It's proven that it does that.
Go for it.
Ah, finally. Okay, I've been rolling pretty bad, so I felt really good. 25.
You got it.
I know I did. And I make it look like I'm shooting an arrow. I've watched you guys do it enough times that I think I know how that works. Take this little bitch. 16 damage.
Okay.
And then 2d4 acid damage at the end of its next turn.
He's dangling from the rafter, half submerged in the water. And your manticore bolt stabs into its open mouth.
It's like...
And acid just... burns through it, and so the bottom half of his face falls off.
Gross.
And then it reaches into its jacket pocket and pulls out a skeleton key.
Oh, I could use
and
that.
Its head collapses into the rest of its body.
Oh.
And it splashes into the water.
This is why YouTube won't let us run any ads, because it thinks we're too violent.
Yeah, probably.
It's not wrong.
It's not violent if it's a doll.
Anyways, I'm going to be like, oh, I should probably get that key. So I'm going to go run over and kind of like stab around first and then try to look for the key.
You stab the dummy?
Yeah, just in case. You never know.
The dummy doesn't seem to react from your stabbings.
That's fine. I'll do it 2 more times.
You do it 2 more times.
Double tap.
And so you're kind of underwater now with it.
So I'm looking for the key.
You emerge with the key.
And I put the key in and I'm like, ah, nice. And I try to open this door.
The door opens, some of the water rushes out, and we're going to cut to Kinar. You're looking down the hall at 2 scary cat creatures, 1 dead displacer beast, and 1 barely hurt were tiger.
Barely hurts. That's
true. He did fall. Yeah, he's hurt for sure.
Don't worry, Mo. Leave it to me.
You can do it.
You hang on to life. I got this.
Okay.
What are you rolling?
Yeah, stop that.
Is it my turn?
Is it your turn or is it my turn?
I mean, technically, no one did initiate.
Did we not roll it?
No, I didn't give you initiative. I gave each of you the first strike.
Yeah, maybe we should just roll initiative.
Yeah.
Just start now?
Yeah, maybe we should start over.
No? Yeah, maybe we should play again. Yeah.
All right, the were-tiger runs up with its bite attack against you, Kinar.
Ew.
12 damage.
It'll never happen again.
And I need you to make a constitution saving throw.
Oh, 6.
Nothing immediately happens.
I don't like the immediately part.
Oh my god, we're gonna have a Knarr zombie wandering around.
Oh, I love it.
He sank his fangs deeper into Knarr's shoulder, and Mo, it's gonna be your turn now.
She's lying flat on her back. She gets up by, like, you know, I don't even know how to describe this.
That thing.
That thing that you do.
It's called a kip up.
Kip up.
Okay, so Mo's lying flat on her back, and she's like, kip up.
Mm-hmm.
You don't touch Knarr.
He is touching me.
And then she stabs her rapier right into where I think his heart would be, but I don't know if it matters because he's a zombie.
Watch your aim, please. Watch your aim.
Damage with sneak attack. So 29.
Hell yes.
Knarr, you see this red glow fill the corridor as a rapier into the heart. The creature right in front of you. Its jaw loosens up and the creature stumbles back.
Is he dead?
He's not dead yet. No, just barely.
I really need to disengage. I'm gonna climb up to the ceiling.
Okay. And then, Yue.
Hello.
You hear a familiar voice.
Don't touch Knarr.
He is touching me.
You see that there is a staircase, mm-hmm. and that's where the sounds of commotion are coming from.
Are you guys upstairs, or is this my imagination?
Yue, yeah, it's us.
Yue!
Dealing with the zombie cat tire thing.
Are you okay?
Doing my best. I'm wearing a lot of armor. I'm gonna take off a piece or two, if that's okay.
Okay, sure. You start untying your armor.
I'll be there in a second. Do you guys have a handle on it? How we doing?
No. We got it.
I think Knarr might be a zombie soon, to be totally honest.
Are you safe?
Don't worry.
Also, are we sinking?
Yeah, that's a story for another time. I don't know how that happened.
Knarr, you are up. Were-Tiger is right in front of you, barely clinging to life.
I stare at this thing and my eyes glow green because I'm casting my bonus action, Hunter's Mark. You see this thing transform into this green outline because red sets off Mo, so we decided that green was a better option.
Yeah. And
red's too much like a laser pointer. I can't.
Too much like a laser pointer. I revert my bow into sword form, and I'm cleaning this thing's head off.
Yeah, you hit it.
Awesome. So that's a total of 20.
Oh my. You clean its head off of its neck.
And I spin around and I kick it right in its chest, and I want this thing to fly through the door because I'm so done with these zombies.
Something about seeing a cat specifically beheaded really gets to Mo, and she's on the ceiling and she just vomits.
Come here, let me heal you.
I'm really sorry, I don't feel good.
Come here.
She falls onto her back.
I pat Mo on the center of the head. The healing is for 15. Oh, here you go.
She purrs.
Yue, you have to walk up 2 flights of stairs.
Oh, I do it.
As you do so, a piece of armor falls off and down the stairs. And you keep going.
Yeah. You guys are reunited. Mo, Knarr, and Yue, and Mo's vomit pile.
Oh my gosh, it smells really bad.
I don't want anyone to bring it up again.
Okay.
You guys hear a voice.
No, hold on. Wait. We all get 11 healing real quick. I'm going to do a little mass healing word. So we pass the blunt around.
The healing smoke flows into all of your lungs. You guys hear a sound coming from somewhere on the ship.
Welcome. Welcome aboard. Welcome aboard.
Unit!
And I do another healing word for 14 because I don't trust Unit. Guys, we shouldn't trust Unit now.
Can you tell me what he said?
Welcome aboard.
Unit caused these things to come after us.
Unit. Captain Unit here. Captain Unit here.
Just keep listening to his craziness.
Captain Unit?
Oh my gosh, 3 captains in one room. What are the odds?
And then you guys hear on the door to the main deck.
Who's there?
UA back up, UA back up from the door.
Okay, I'm backing up. Boop, boop, beep, beep, backing up.
Unit? Is that you?
No.
No?
Unit, who is that at the door?
Trick or treat.
Okay. Treat.
Everyone, just prep yourself.
You gotta open the door if you want a treat.
All right, I'll do it, but
No. I'm going to once again get back on the wall, kind of climb up so that I'm on the ceiling right above the door.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just going to like open it so that it looks like no one's there when the door opens.
That's a great
plan. Yeah, that's a great idea.
My bow and my arrow, they're set and ready.
My staff is ready as well.
Okay. I creak the door open.
First, you see a lantern with a green light, and then you see Unit. He's got a smile on his face. He's got a permanent marker, goatee, and a thin mustache and horns. And he holds out, in his other hand, a Snickers.
You chose a treat.
And he throws it out onto the corridor.
No, I shoot the Snickers before it touches the ground to pin it to the wall behind him.
So your arrow pierces the Snickers and sticks it into the wall right beneath Mo and right above Unit.
A perfectly ruined Snickers.
Unit looks up and says,
"Oh, Captain Mo."
I jump right on top of him and pin him to the ground, which breaks my heart and Mo's. I have a paw on each of his arms and legs.
Oh my gosh, can we just, like, take a second here?
Whoa.
Uni?
Whoa.
Unit, you want to explain to them why you blatantly told me you were going to kill us?
Sure will. I'm glad I've got you all together. Congratulations on successfully finding one another.
No, it was more surviving than anything else, Unit.
Unit, that's not how you play hide and seek.
So I guess the freeze tag was more relevant than the hide and seek part. We'll have to balance this game more in our next rendition.
I'm so confused. We were playing a game?
Oh, it's all for the Spirit Festival.
What?
The festivities of the evening.
Unit, I really don't want to have to turn you off. But at this point, like, unless you can explain to me what's going on... And then she bursts into tears. She's just hugging him and crying.
Mo, I just
don't want to turn you off, Unit, because you're one of my best friends.
It's okay.
I really don't want you to kill us.
Don't worry about that, Mo. That will not be an option.
What?
Did Kanar tell you that you are invited to be one of the first mates of this ship?
Can I do like a little check on him or something?
I think you should.
I rolled a nat 20 to check out what's happening with Unit.
So, like, as I'm holding Unit down, UA's just, like...
Yeah, tinkering with him.
What's the diagnosis, Doc?
Oh, my God.
What's wrong with him?
You see a couple of things. With your nat 20...
Yes.
Unit is holding out this green lantern.
Mm-hmm.
And some green light appears to be flowing into Unit's arm. Even more difficult to pick up is this little, almost transparent wisp of green connected from the back of Unit's head and into the lantern.
So I grab the lantern and I walk away from Unit?
Okay, but he doesn't let go of his end of it.
Well, I'm really strong and I'm gonna roll for it.
Okay, go ahead.
So aggressive.
I got a 15.
I got a 21.
Shit.
Don't do that, UA.
Oh, no.
A tentacle sprouts up from behind Unit, wraps around his arm, grabs into the lantern, and rips it back out of your grip.
Mo, eat it. Eat the tentacle.
Mo sticks her chompers into that tentacle.
Okay.
I got a 19.
You've got your teeth sank into it, and you guys see... Through this open door, there are more tentacles approaching from the main deck of the ship to surround Unit and Mo.
Unit, don't you want to come home?
I take my Mo's knife and I'm just, like, slicing.
We have to go back to the Adventurer's Mark. You cannot stay here.
We should get out of this captain quarter.
I think we gotta get off this ship.
We can all stay here, Mo. We can stay here forever.
But what if we don't want to?
I'll get back to you on that, Mo.
These tentacles start to wrap around him and pull him back across the main deck.
I'm gonna try to slice them.
While she's doing that, Mo turns to Kanar and says, "Why would you let him come over here by himself?"
Mo, now is
not how you treat your crew. And you say you want to be a captain?
We will deal with this
later. And I'm following the tentacles where Unit's going.
I'm gonna hold on Unit and just get dragged across the floor with him.
I'm shooting an arrow at the lantern.
Do it.
Go for it. Make your attack roll.
Is it 15 hit?
Oh my gosh, you are so good.
As Unit is being slid away, lantern out, big smile on his face. Your arrow pierces through the glass of the lantern and it explodes. This flame-like green substance creates a 5-foot radius, which disperses the tentacles from Unit's body, and Unit is going to land on his back, and everything in that area is motionless.
Unit!
Wow, that was quite an experience. I would not recommend that to either of you.
Just then, a little green cord of light or energy crawls across the deck like a snake. It coils around Unit's midsection, and just like the tentacles, pulls him backwards.
What? Not again.
I want to get on the other ship and find Burnt Bill and Nugget.
Just say the word, and I will send in the SOS lightning arrow, and they will blow this ship to smithereens.
But we have to be off the ship before they can do that. I'm gonna try to hold on to Unit.
Hey, you a smarty pants, why don't you see if you know anything about this green light?
You guys yell as you're holding on to Unit's feet as he's being pulled.
Yeah, I'm holding on, and I'm also looking at this green thing at the same time. I got a 23.
This is a psychic link, Yue.
Okay.
Between Unit and some other living being.
Kana!
The cord has now reached the hatch, and the hatch opens up to let Unit fall through. You two catch yourselves right on the edge, and you're holding Unit and struggling against the strength of this weird psychic cord. So I need strength checks from you guys.
Ugh. Yue, this is on you, girl. I have -2 as a strength modifier. I got 14.
I'm gonna be fine. 23.
Nice.
Well, no time like the present, so I run, and I'm going to...
Oh no, what is happening?
I'm going to jump over everyone.
Do you want to make a perception check as you reach the point where you can see down into this hole?
24.
Kanar, you're leaping up and you see the cord is going all the way down 2 levels back to the hold, the very lowest level of the ship, and into the mouth of a glowing green skull. You can see it from your angle for just a moment.
As I jump and I look straight down, I see this giant skull, green, glowy thing that looks like it is psychically dragging Unit down to the bottom. I'm going to cast Lightning Arrow at level 3.
You're gonna kill us.
Shooting straight down into this thing. The lightning from the sky is going...
Isn't that your signal for Burnt Bill to blow up the ship that we're currently standing on?
You're gonna kill us!
Absolutely, which means we need to get our asses off of this ship.
But Unit is tied to it!
Not with the strength of UA.
This is a long conversation for mid-air. Alright, what'd you roll?
How does a 14 sound?
Like it'll hit a stationary object, is what this thing is.
Okay, good, good.
The green cord of light attached to Unit is severed by the lightning when it strikes the skull below. You're pulling on Unit with all your might, and when he's released, he flies in your direction and you all fall in a big heap.
And after I shoot, I attempt to land on my feet with like a little front flip dive roll.
Make an acrobatics check.
14.
You front flip, have your bow back on your back, and you're just a little short, so you land your top half on the side and you catch yourself by one hand from falling down into the hatch below.
Yue, Mo, get to the Adventurer's Mark now.
Great, got it. So I immediately get off of Unit and grab Kanar's one arm and I try to heave him up. I'm gonna come and get you. What do you mean?
Thanks, boo.
Meanwhile, the bolt of lightning has come from the sky and flown through Kanar's bow, and you guys hear,
"Bring the ship down, mateys!"
Boosh! From the Adventurer's Mark.
So I grab Unit's wrist.
Wait a second, Mo, I've gotta tell you.
No time for this, buddy. No time, and we, I...
The creature won't stop. We need to stop it. Before we go, I saw its weakness.
Speak faster, Unit.
The skull is a door to where the creature lives. We need to close the door, seal it with a latch.
More specific.
We've got to close the skull and fix the latch. And I mean that literally. There is a latch on the side of it that was left open. allowing the Maw of Worlds to break out with some of its consciousness and take creatures like myself in as its captain to absorb their energy and grow its ship to larger sizes using the capabilities of whichever creature that it would manipulate into creating a more powerful version of itself with
Unit,
more capabilities
why did
to
you
expand.
Not say this like even 45 seconds ago?
I was sort of possessed by a demon.
Understandable.
Okay, plans. Do we do this? How do we get down?
Oosh! A cannonball hits the side of the ship and it shakes, and you guys see tentacles grow out the sides of the ship and lash out at the adventurer's mark.
We can't even get away. We have to close this skull.
Can I make a rail frost like slide, like Frozone style? I don't know how
not with Ray of Frost. No, it's a cantrip.
There is no Fine. Time for trying to do cool stuff right now. Oh my god.
And Mo jumps down the hatch. She's gone. Down the two-story hole towards the giant green glowing skull of doom.
And that is where we will leave off for this episode.
Meow.
Tune in next time for the conclusion of Unityville Horror.
Yay! I'm so excited. Thank you, guys. We
Thank
love you.
You. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, this is DM Jake. Thanks so much for listening to the pod. We can't tell you how much we appreciate your support. If you want more adventures from these characters, we're continuing the story live each week on our Twitch channel, twitch.tv/rollfortpod. Tune in to watch the cast take on levels 11 through 20 and interact with us as we play. You can catch sessions you might have missed on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/rollfortpod. See you there.